like, we'll just get right in there.
No, I mean, like, who we are. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Shit, we're coming up 5 years.
I know.
No.
Yeah.
You guys do a mic check?
Check 'ems.
Check, check, check.
Check a McCheck, McChicken.
Lips on mic.
I know, right? Cool. Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
Live from the Philly Podcast Festival. Oh yeah, we have people here this year. This is gonna be great.
We had people last year.
We did have people last year, and they were fantastic. Yeah. Welcome to our second live episode ever.
Right here at the Tattooed Mom for the second year in a row.
I know. I'm so excited because. You know, the same as the guys that came before us, Crispy Noodle. Shout out to them. When we did our first podcast festival last year, our first live show, we were like, oh, my God, we have to do this again. Oh, we have to do this so much more often, which we never did until now.
No.
It makes sense.
We're happy to be here. Thank you for coming,
Absolutely.
Audience.
Thanks for hanging out, guys.
We never know. Last year we came, and I was like, none of our friends are coming, as if we have friends.
Right.
And I was like, it's probably going to be no one. We're going to be sitting in a room by ourselves talking to each other, which is, you know, what we normally do.
It's what we normally do.
So yeah, it's nice to have people to talk to. And we do, like, audience participation, so we're going to throw some questions at you guys.
For sure.
Not difficult, but we'll get into that in a little bit. I figure first thing... Because I'm guessing you guys don't know who we are, so we're going to tell you a little bit about us. We already introduced ourselves, but that's Ben.
Hi.
I'm Nick.
Hey. What's going on, guys? We're both dads, and it was one of those things that just so happened. I started doing podcasting, and then we had a little one. We moved into a new house and noticed that the dude next door and his family just had another little one as well. So I was like, all right, well, maybe I should say hi. Maybe I should try to make friends. I don't know. We'll see how this goes.
I mean, I definitely wasn't watching out the window when they first pulled up and saw him with a baby carrier and was like, I'm going to go make friends. That's exactly what happened because I'm awkward as hell.
Yeah, it's not like you're a creeper or anything, but you are. It's cool.
Nope, that's fine.
Yeah,
it's cool. And that was, God, almost 5 years ago.
5 years, yeah.
That we've been doing this, which is insane.
Yeah, 5 years since I've had a kid. She just learned how to beatbox. So I'm a little disappointed in myself that it took that long. She should have started at two. She should have started at two.
It's just
but
bad parenting.
It just goes to show how far we've come. My kid can beatbox and flip me off on purpose. It's great.
I mean, last year the big thing was talking about how my kids just curse at me all the time. Mm-hmm. Like my almost 5-year-old when she was 2 and 3 just yelling fuck in my face.
Right.
Like, I'm like, Maddie, can you stop saying fuck? And she just looks me right in the face. Fuck. I'm like, you're my child.
Maddie is a tank. That's why.
Well, yeah, that's
accurate.
She's
awesome. So, yeah, 5 years of being parents and podcasting about it and just being on the online space of parenting and stuff like that and going through all the experiences that that one goes through with toddlers. I love, like, don't get us wrong. We love being dads. Being dads is the most awesome thing we've ever gotten to do in our lives. It's amazing. However, it does come with some complications.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the biggest is not a complication, but it's like as soon as you become a dad, just the dad jokes immediately just, like, start.
Overwhelming.
They just start flowing through, and it's like, I never did that. Why am I making terrible jokes to every person I know?
Oh yeah,
and not having shame.
It's like sometimes you go through a life change, like you go into an accident or something like that, and all of a sudden some chemical switches in your brain, and all of a sudden you know another language. Yeah, that's what learning dad jokes is about. All of a sudden we saw this kid popping out. I was like, oh, hi, Hungry. I'm dad. Yeah.
it's. I don't get it. It's the weirdest thing.
Right.
And it's like, I've always had, like, I always tell terrible jokes regardless, even before I had kids. And
that's
it was just
fact.
Like, it, like, you knew me before I had kids.
Come well, on. No, but
it just like immediately amplified by like 50,000%.
Right.
And, you know, my kids are almost 5 and 7, and they're like, already tell me I'm not funny.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait till they're teenagers to embarrass you.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
Do it now.
We skipped the whole age 5 to 10 range. Skipped that whole thing personality wise, as far as our kids are concerned. And now they just make fun of us and curse at us. And I have a lot of fun. I don't know about you.
I mean, it's not like I get up every morning and I'm like withholding rage.
Right.
Because I'm like, brush your hair, brush your teeth. Put your clothes on. You're going to miss the bus. What are you doing? We do this every day.
Right.
Why is this difficult? No, I don't want to brush my teeth. I'm going to have a meltdown and just like go fully limp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know,
yep.
Hide in a corner.
Well, you know, I've been thinking recently I should do what my dad did for my oldest brother, Frank. So my dad is a really weird dude. He's a cool dude, but he's a really weird dude.
Your dad's awesome. I like your dad.
Right, right. And he is stepdad to my oldest brother. And when my oldest brother was 5, he was throwing a tantrum, which back then when he was throwing a tantrum, he would drop to the floor, wave his arms and legs all around, and scream his head off. So my dad decided to do the exact same thing. My brother's on the floor screaming his head off. Toddler, right? So my dad gets down on the floor, all 350 pounds of him with his big old beard, and just starts doing the exact same thing. And my brother apparently just stood up, dropped the tantrum completely, and just stared at our dad for a solid 10 minutes, just completely confused, and then never threw a tantrum again.
Ever.
Ever. Never threw a tantrum again.
How old was he?
He was 5.
How
if I remember correctly. He turns 40 this year.
And in 35 years, he's
35
never
years.
Once thrown another tantrum.
Well, maybe in college, I don't know.
That's baffling.
I know. So, there's some kind of magic in that, I feel okay, like.
But what I want to know
right.
is, did your dad try that with you?
No, he never tried that with me. I don't know what it was about me as a kid. I was really chill. I don't know. It was probably something to do with all the Barney I watched. I don't know. I was in that kind of first 90s generation of Nickelodeon cartoons, so I had a lot to keep me occupied.
Naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just want to say, talk about commitment. I left a family reunion after literally 15 minutes today to
yep.
come here.
Yep.
With my kids crying, like, don't leave. I'm like, go meet your cousins who I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, no, you're terrible.
Go have fun in the rain. I'm going to leave with the rest of my family. Like, where the fuck are you going? And I'm like, I got a thing. I got to go to a bar.
I got to go talk about how awesome of a dad I am. Yeah.
I'm such a great dad. I leave my family to go and talk about being a dad.
So last year for our first live show, we put together like a sort of top 10 of things that you learn when you become a parent. Like, over time, you will not be as grossed out about poop. That sort of thing.
We talk about shit a lot.
We do talk about shit a lot. It is a big to-do in our lives, especially when my kid eats apples, because let me tell you. Oh, shit. Anyway, so this year we thought we'd come back with not necessarily a top 10, but a solid list of dad jokes. Because it has set in for us fully over at least 5 years for me. What, 6?
7
years for you?
7, almost 7
the
and
oldest
a half.
One, yeah. So after half a decade of parenting now, they fully set in. We got to pick out some of our favorites. And so, yeah, you got the list handy?
I do. I mean, I definitely didn't pull up a list from BuzzFeed because that
would
just
we don't utilize the internet at all.
No, I don't even know how to internet.
We went to a library and we used a card catalog. And I know, right?
I used the Dewey Decimal System to find a book.
That's right. Find the book on dad jokes written by somebody. I don't know.
I got nothing. I will start with this one.
Okay.
Have you heard of the movie Constipation?
No, I haven't.
That's because it hasn't come out yet.
Speaking of my kid and apples, that is a good one to start with. That's one of those ones that feels a little not phoned in. I don't want to say phoned in, but like a group of people came up with that one. Like they were sitting around and like, hey, I have an idea. And then somebody was like, yeah, no, I think I know what frequency you're on. Let's take this as far as we can go and do a few more shots. That sort of deal.
That's ridiculous. All right, another one. You know, I stayed up all night wondering where the sun went. Then it dawned on me.
I'm not even. No. I mean, no. See, this is hard. Yes. See, I'm going to
want. I want to be booed. Yeah. I didn't write these.
We didn't come here for your love. We got enough of that at home.
Do we?
Oh, I do.
Oh. What? Don't. I love my wife.
Oh, my goodness.
I like my kids.
Yeah, generally.
All right, I got to find a good one.
One time our wives were joking about trading. I was like, oh, no. Fuck no. No, no. Your kids are nice. They can stay over there.
I was not aware of this.
I love Sophia and Maddie. I really, really do. But, you know, they are very much you. I want you to know that.
I know.
That's
assholes.
Why we only sit in the same place every once in a while. We usually do this over a laptop, over the internet.
Yeah, we're no longer neighbors.
Yeah, we're no longer
like
neighbors.
45 minutes to an hour apart.
Yeah.
Which makes it a little more difficult to actually get together and do the show.
Right, yeah.
We used to record late nights, which meet up at like midnight in a diner in Pottstown.
Yeah.
And people are like, why are you sitting here with a microphone? It's like, leave us alone.
Which, by the way, if you've never been to Pottstown, don't go. Don't. It's not, it's so, you don't have to go to, drive through Pottstown. Please,
dude,
all you want.
Dude, you live in Boyertown. That's worse.
It's not worse. People stay in their own houses in Boyertown. In Pottstown, they're like out on the street and doing stuff and knocking on your doors. Hey, you got money? You know, like, it's rough. It's rough.
Actually, fun story from when we were neighbors.
True. Yes.
I think it was Jehovah's Witnesses. Walking up, we used to live in a townhouse community, and we used to live on a big hill.
Yeah.
And so they all like got dropped off at the bottom of the hill. It was like a clan of them. I swear there was like 15, and they're all just like going to everybody's houses. Someone called the cops on the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
And I look outside, and there's like three cop cars like pulling them down from people's driveways. Someone's running up the street. I'm I would not expect.
All I know is I'm getting done changing a diaper, and I look outside, and there's cops. It's just what it is.
I mean, we didn't live in the best part of town, but
right.
There usually weren't cops on our street.
Yeah. All right, what else you got?
My dad has a folder on his computer named Cool Dad, and it's just pictures of himself. That's not even a joke.
No.
That's actually me.
And yet, I have something similar to that on Facebook. I won't lie. I know. Go on. It's fine.
No,
it's fine.
I want to hear more
about
this.
Well, actually, technically,
I'm concerned.
Our whole Instagram is just pictures of us being dads. But, I mean, that's the point of the show.
We didn't name our Instagram cool stuff.
Yeah, but shouldn't we, though? At least hashtag it.
Do it.
I think we do cool stuff. I don't know.
Hang on. I got to find a better one because some of these jokes suck, as if they all don't suck.
Well, you know, that's pretty much par for the course.
Oh,
I have a
God.
Question for you while you're looking up another one. When was the first time since having a kid did you make a dad joke to your kids?
If I'm being completely honest,
mm-hmm.
It was when I was doing skin to skin in the hospital. Like
sure.
When she was
hey,
first born you know. And you're holding them, I'm like, I'm just going to.
Yeah, you might as well lay it on for first thing they hear. Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I make them several times a day, every
right.
day.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember the ones I make.
Right. It's kind of like a gut reaction at this point. It's like sometimes I just flip people off while I'm driving, and I don't even think about it. I don't even notice, you know?
I mean, I did come up with a dad joke
Ooh.
With my oldest, Sophia.
Okay.
And then she went and told it at school, so I was kind of proud of it.
Okay, sure.
And it's terrible, and I'm going to tell it now.
You better.
And it's, why did the horse cross the road?
Why did the horse cross the road, Nick?
To get to its neighbors.
You son of a bitch.
I'm not even ashamed.
And you call yourself my friend.
I mean, I would call myself your co-host.
Yeah, that's true. There we go. I thought we were friends. God. See, this is what 5 years of podcasting will do to people.
I mean, yeah, I used to just walk out my door, mm-hmm. knock on his door, like, can you put on some goddamn pants so we can record?
Yeah. Oh, okay, your gym shorts and flip-flops. He wore socks and sandals once.
I did no such
you did
thing
too.
That I'll admit to.
You!
I hate you. Why would you do that?
No, that's cool.
Oh, God.
I revel in your hate. That's cool.
I know you do.
Has your dad ever made dad jokes to you?
Yes. That was kind of like...
I feel like with your dad, it'd be a little, like, dirtier, though. A little nastier. Like, hey, why did the Nick cross the road? Because he's a dumbass. Like, that sort of thing. Like, just to make fun of you. Yeah.
It's worse than mine.
Right.
Nah, I mean, my dad was known, like, dad jokes were my dad.
Right.
And I've blocked almost all of them out of my memory just because I'm, like...
Scarred. You're scarred.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't... People are like, tell me a dad joke that your dad told you. No.
No, I won't.
They were offensive, and I don't want to offend people. Yeah.
My dad's dad jokes are more in the same line as George Carlin. He's a George Carlin dad joke kind of guy. Like, you know, he'll say something to the effect of, hey, you like hot dogs? Well, here's something about God. And then it would go on for half an hour, and it's terrible. Yeah.
I'll give you another one.
Okay.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
I've heard that one, and I'm disappointed in you for sharing it.
I hate myself for reading these books.
Oh, my God. Don't you, like, so every once in a while I just kind of look up a list, and I go through a list of dad jokes anyway, just because it's fun. But at the same time, it feels a little dirty, you know? Like, I feel just a little, like I have to take a shower afterward, because they're just so dumb. I have to wash the dumb off of me afterward.
That's impossible for you.
I know. It's fine. Just look at my face.
I mean, you did. This idiot.
I did recently shave.
Yeah, this idiot's had like a beard for pretty much as long as I've known him.
Yeah.
And he sends me a picture of just that this week, and I was like,
my baby smooth face.
I was like, what the fuck happened to your face?
Yeah. So long story short, I've never tried just a mustache before. I was like, you know what? Now seems like a good time to try. And I shaved down to a mustache, and I looked at myself in the mirror like, ha, no, that's not going to work. I can't go around shopping malls like this. And so I decided to just cut the whole thing off and start from scratch.
I mean, you are forgetting. We would do, although he wouldn't actually grow one. I would grow mine every November for Movember.
Right. Movember.
And I would walk around my office with a creepy-ass mustache. One year I did the full mutton chops with just this.
The first year, though, you tried to do, like, the handlebar thing.
Yeah.
Like a goatee but without the bottom half. And I don't know.
There is no good way for me to have a mustache.
No. I don't think there's any good way for anybody aside from, Tom Selleck. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to be Tom Selleck.
Now, there's a dad bod I can get behind right there.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know what just happened there.
The man's got love handles and awesome pecs. It is what it is. All right, what else you got?
Oh, I don't even know what I was going to say. but, all right, want to hear a joke about a piece of paper?
Yes.
Never mind, it's terrible.
I get it. It's terrible. Fuck you in your face. We curse on this podcast, by the way. I don't know if you guys were keen to that or not.
I'll tell you what my favorite part of last year's show was.
Okay.
Listening back to it when we finally got it sent to us.
Right.
And hearing how many times that we said fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that while listening to it in my car with my kids.
Well, did I ever tell you about the first time Emma cursed?
Probably.
I probably have. I'm sure I've mentioned this on the show before. But so she's 6 months old at this point, right? And we're driving along. She's in the back seat. She's in her car seat. And she's just doing baby noises. You know, that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden it goes from shit. And for 15 minutes I'm sitting in the front seat like, don't acknowledge it. don't acknowledge it or else she'll just keep saying it. Don't acknowledge it. And she's just sitting there with her tiny little face drooling all over herself. Shit, 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 shit. Like it's a song. Oh, it was great. I wanted to take a video, but I couldn't.
You should have.
I should have, yeah.
The worst part about Maddie when she would be cursing and just screaming fuck at me was we're in the car and she's doing it. And Sophia's like, Daddy, Maddie's saying fuck. I'm like, okay, now you're both doing it. This is...
Right. Yeah.
This is fucking fantastic.
I need to tell Dad that my sister is doing something naughty, but to be able to do that, I have to do the naughty thing to begin with. Yeah, that's great.
I'm like, you can just say, "Hey, Maddie's cursing." No.
Nope.
No, I'm going to make sure I say it, so then she says it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I say it again, then she says it again, and I'm just in a never-ending loop of my kids yelling fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to know how great of a parent I am.
Yep.
You get a pretty good clue.
All right, what else you got?
If you saw a robbery at an Apple store, does that make you an eyewitness?
That's a good one. That I'm actually on board for that one. That's good, an eyewitness. There's probably an app for that now, eyewitness.
Probably. All right, a ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here. Because he's a ham sandwich.
I get it. I get it, you piece of shit. Oh, my God. I'm just going to verbally abuse you for every single one of these. I hope you realize
that. It is no different than our relationship.
That's true. Yeah, no.
Any text conversation between us, it's just like, he'll say something, and then I'll curse at him, and then he curses at me, and then let's just make fun of each other.
And then I'll send him a picture of me clean-shaven. That's just how it goes. Yeah.
Or wearing, like, another hat.
Oh, yeah. I have a hat collection. I'm up to 37 hats now. Is what it is?
It's an amateur.
Oh, okay. All right. I see where this conversation is going.
I have like three.
This is the official breakup of the podcast that you're witnessing right now.
That happens every week.
It does happen every week. Every week, halfway through the show, like, should we really be doing this?
And then I find Ben doing another podcast, and I'm like, why are you doing another podcast? And he's like, we were on a break. And I'm like,
Yeah.
We don't have breaks.
Speaking of which, quick plug, I'm about to start a new podcast with my wife.
Can't believe you're cheating on me with your wife.
I know. It's terrible. She's super excited for it, though. So we are Eagles fans, facto. Aw, thanks.
Your hat didn't give it away.
I know, right? It's just filling on me and everything. But we like the NFL in general, so we've decided to do this thing called the fans, where I have two hats, right? And in one hat, there's a whole bunch of little pieces of paper of AFC teams, and in the other hat, there's NFC teams. We're going to flip a coin, see who gets which conference, and then pick a team, and then those are our teams for the season, and we do a podcast about it. I know. You're giving me that face of a...
I'm just trying to connect the dots.
Connect the dots of what?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So by your teams, you mean you're just going to talk about those teams?
Yeah. Like if I pick Bengals, that means I'm a Bengals fan for that year. Not actually, but just for the podcast. Because let's be honest. The Bengals.
I mean, you were a Seahawks fan for a time, but we're not going to get into that.
I was. Yeah,
that
no,
bandwagon
no. That was
jumping time
okay,
of your life.
The last year of Chip Kelly being coach of the Eagles, I had a real bad falling out. I was also drinking a lot, but you know.
Nothing has changed.
Generally.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Why did the Clydesdale give the pony a glass of water?
I don't know, Nick.
Because he was a little horse.
You know, that's not even, no. I'm not even going to make a horse joke after that. Go ahead.
Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers?
No, I didn't.
They say he made a mint.
Oh. Now, wait a minute, because are lifesavers considered mints?
There are mint lifesavers.
I'm sure there are mint-flavored lifes. Never mind.
There's spearmint.
Okay, spearmint. And that's another one of those things that I'm trying to figure out as my kids grow older is, who the hell came up with some of the words in the English language? Like, milk. It's got that weird bleh on the end of it. Who came up with the word milk? I just don't understand. Like, I get it. We started off with Latin. We start off with Latin, and then the Romans turned it into something, and then the Gaelics, and then the English. I'm just lost. I'm lost now. You can keep looking at me weird, but this is audio here.
We're not lost. We're at the Tattooed Mom.
Okay. On South Street. Yeah, you're funny. Yeah, see? Dad joke to plug the venue. I like this. This is good. Yeah.
It's kind of my thing. All right. I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
That is awesome. That's a good one.
Oh, it's just fucking terrible.
Oh,
what do you call a factory that sells passable products?
I don't know.
A satisfactory. Yeah.
Passable. I get it. It's almost as passable as this podcast. Go on. More.
How do you make a Kleenex dance?
I don't know.
Put a little boogie in it.
Put a little boogie in it. Oh, gosh. I can't even say anything about that.
Before I go any further, this is the audience participation point of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Hit us if you have any dad jokes. I want to hear some of you guys if you have any.
Yeah, go for it. Anybody?
No one's got anything.
I got somebody's. Oh, okay.
If a clown farts in the woods, does it smell funny?
And see, that one's creative too because it throws in the woods thing, you know. If a bear shits in the woods, does somebody? I can't remember the original joke. Well, I need to stop drinking. Okay, I'm gonna put this down. Yeah,
this show is off to a riveting start.
Oh, riveting. Yeah.
We're just fantastic. And I don't want to share this article. Absolutely not.
Okay,
hang on. When a dad drives past a graveyard, did you know that's a popular cemetery? Yep, people are just dying to get in there.
Dying to get in.
Two peanuts were walking down the street. One was assaulted.
Assaulted, okay. Yeah. Don't do the ketchup one. I hate the ketchup
joke.
What's
the ketchup one?
I'm not even going to say it. You guys are going to have to look it up later. I'm not even going to say
it.
No,
do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Peer pressure him.
I know.
Do it.
Oh, God.
Do it.
What did the daddy tomato say to the little tomato on their way to the store? Ketchup. Yeah, that's why it's bad. Yeah.
Should I keep going with dad jokes or should we talk about other shit?
Well, I did want to. This did spark an idea in my head. I think it's something that we may have done an episode about, but didn't get too far. We tend to wander in the show.
We have no format, in case you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, no format at all. So, I've sort of returned to a lot of the things that I used to think was funny when I was a teenager. You know, going on YouTube and looking up, you know, old episodes of The Kids in the Hall and, like, Saturday Night Live skits and that sort of thing.
Right.
And I'm starting to wonder if I should ever share this stuff with my kid. Or, like, what's the age limit? Like, there's, do you guys know The Whitest Kids You Know? There's it was like a sketch group, sort of like a Mad TV thing on IFC. Well, they have this skit that I absolutely love. Called Gallon of PCP. And it's, I know, ooh, yeah. So, and the whole situation is silly because it's one of those, you know, two guys just randomly run into each other at the park, and it's one of those, you know, it turns out they went to college together, so it's that whole, oh, hey, haven't seen you in a while, how's the wife and kids, hey, how you doing, yeah, where are you working at now, that sort of thing, except the one dude is holding a gallon jug that is labeled PCP on the side. And it just keeps coming back to that. The guy who runs into it is like, so what you got there? Is that PCP? Is that real? It's like, oh, yeah. No, totally real. I was just coming from my drug dealer's place. It's great. It's like, oh, great. So how's Karen? You know, I just trying to keep it simple, and like he ends up finding out that the dude's whole family was just murdered like 20 minutes earlier, you know, for his gallon of PCP. And I'm like, this is really funny. Never gonna show this to my child ever. I don't care if she's, you know, 23 years old and a bunch of tattoos and everything. I don't think I'm ever gonna share this.
you're probably going to share it with her like next week.
Probably, yeah, yeah. She's probably already seen it by accident.
She's going to take your phone. She's going to be, oh, what's this?
Yeah, yeah. Just open up YouTube real quick. She'll scroll past Logan Paul, I hope, and go right to Gallon of PCP. Yep.
Not bad. You know, one thing that I refuse to do with my kids is let them have my phone.
Right.
So I'm like, can I have your phone? I'm like, no, you can go the fuck away. Like, you have a shitty tablet. You
right.
can use that.
Yeah. We
you've
got
already,
you.
You've already
got you
stolen my remote.
Yeah.
And subjected me to hours and hours and hours of Girl Meets World on repeat.
Oh, I love Girl Meets World. What are you talking? Don't.
I didn't say it was a
do
bad
not
show.
Diss Cory and Topanga's child. Well, children.
There's just only so much I can take. But then I'm like, you know, they were on the show when I was a kid, and they're like, what? And I'm like, it was called Boy Meets World. You know it wasn't.
No.
I'm like, all right, I'm making shit up.
I can imagine Sophia just always being judgmental about the things coming out of your mouth. Like, you know what, Dad? I don't know. I don't know about that. I need to fact check this.
I mean, that's Maddie tends to do that
okay.
more. Yeah, she's right. like, no.
Yeah.
Nah. Mm-mm. No, yeah. you're wrong. I'm like, why?
Right,
why?
Yeah. Emma's sort of going through that. She'll do like a, hey, Dad, why is this thing, well, you know, why is the grass green? I was like, oh, it has to do with oxygen, baby. She's like, no. No, it doesn't. It's because somebody colored it. Like, sure. Somebody went around with a big-ass crayon, dear. She's like, yeah, big crayons. Yeah, that's where we're at now. I'm starting to give up.
You've already given up.
I'm starting to, yeah.
And your kid isn't even 5 yet.
Right, yeah. Let's just say my wife is holding it down. She's amazing.
And you're throwing in the white towel.
Yes. Well, I'm not throwing it in yet. It's just kind of resting on my shoulder, you know? Like, what was that? Like Mickey and Rocky 2?
Yeah.
When he's like, I don't know if I'm going to need this, but I might need this because Ivan Drago is huge.
That's not Rocky 2.
I thought that was Rocky 2.
That's 4.
Is that Rocky 4? God, how many of these fucking
that.
Things are there? Jesus. Well, Creed 2 is coming out soon.
Yeah, and he's fighting Drago's kid because...
I know!
You know.
That is the most excited I've ever been for a Rocky movie. I'll be honest. Well, come on. Which is the one with his kid? 5, I guess? Was it 5?
That's with Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, I watched that, and it absolutely drove me crazy, and I couldn't.
Most people don't count that as a Rocky because it was terrible.
True, true.
Although one of my bosses at work saw it in the theater. He's a smidge older than I am.
A smidge.
He's a smidge.
Nice.
And he stood up during that fight scene, the street fight, and screamed, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen, in the middle of the theater.
I did that once. It was Despicable Me 3. Comedy classic.
See, you go to see children's movies without your kids. Kid.
Yeah,
that's not true.
I do. That's true. No, that's fine. I actually went to see, I went to see Big Hero 6 before taking her to see it because... I just wasn't sure. Like, I watched a whole bunch of the trailers, and still I'm like, she's 3. I don't know. I thought there might be too much violence. Turns out, I was wrong.
I took mine to go see Lego Movie back when that came out.
Oh yeah.
She was fine the entire movie. And then she's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Walk out, take her to the bathroom, and then everybody's walking out of the theater, so I missed the conclusion.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, your time? I was like, wait 5 minutes. She's like, no, I got to go. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, that's just awesome. Thank you. So considerate of you.
Oh, by the way, international law sucks sometimes. We won't get into politics. But so my wife thought she would do something awesome, right? We hadn't seen the Lego Batman movie yet. Hadn't seen it yet, right? So she's in Ireland for work, which on its own is just amazing, right? So she decides she's going to go to the store for some groceries, and she sees Lego Batman on the shelf, DVD. It was marked half off for some kind of special or something like that. She's like, amazing, half off. I'm going to buy it and bring it home, and we're going to watch it, and everything's going to be great. Pop it into the PlayStation. Sorry, international laws mean that you violated the something-something if you continue to watch this movie. I'm like, oh, well,
did you continue to watch the movie?
No, we couldn't. It blocked us. We weren't able to do it. She spent 16 pounds on it. God damn euro. I don't know international. I got nothing. No. I went to Italy once, and I that was weird.
All right, I have a question for you guys. How many of you are parents?
Yeah. Hey, right in the front.
Wow.
Well, the rest of you, guess what? When you get there, if you get there, you're fucked. I mean, literally and figuratively. Not actually. I don't mean that. Parenting is amazing. I'm tired. I'm so tired. You guys, she's only 5. Actually, no, she's not 5. She's 4.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know how old your child is because our kids are 10 days apart.
That's right. Yeah. They're 10 days apart. And so you've already been through this, but I feel like we should talk about this real quick. My kid is about to go into kindergarten in September. And I didn't think I was going to be one of those dads who was like, you know, crying on the first day of school type of thing. I'm like, she's not a pussy. She can take these people, right? She spit in the kid's face. Oh, did I tell you she spit in a kid's face the other day?
No, you didn't.
Oh, my God. This little boy. Okay. So I get – they play a body part game at daycare because they're learning all the body parts, right? So you touch the forehead, you say head. You touch the shoulder, you say shoulder, right? Not touching any of the naughty bits or anything like that. Shoulder, blah, blah. So apparently, little Johnny, fucking asshole. Every kid I've ever met named little Johnny is just an asshole. But Johnny Spinelli, shout out, you little prick, was on the playground.
I hope his parents listen to this.
I hope they do, too.
And you get punched through dick.
So little Johnny, they're in line getting ready to come in from the playground, and he's just poking her, like doing the two-finger, like intimidate poke type of thing. If she didn't like it, she told him to stop. He wouldn't stop. She spit right in his goddamn face. Nice. I am so proud of my little girl for being violent. God. I brought her home, and I was like, I gave her ice cream. I started showing her old Flyers videos on YouTube from the 70s. That guy's name is Bernie. Watch him. Yeah. That was exciting.
That's Dave the Hammer Schultz. Watch him and learn
exactly.
Something.
Oh.
And you beat Johnny's ass.
Exactly. Yeah. Just remember, honey, when you go past the opposing team's bench, just stick your stick out a little bit and whack them all in the fucking face on your way back. Anyway. I got a little excited.
You're going to be a fantastic sports parent.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I can already see it.
Pillage, kill.
See, I don't get to be a sports dad because apparently my kids don't want to play any. I'm gymnastics and ballet, so that's.
Well, that's where we're at right now. We got ballet, but she's hardcore about ballet. Let me tell you, it's awesome. Yeah.
Watching little kids doing a ballet recital for 2 hours.
Right.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
She was in 2 dances for like 4 minutes max.
Right.
And I have to stay the entire 2 hours and watching, you know, little 4-year-olds just staring off the stage at their teacher while they're like.
Yeah. I tried to convince her to do the dab right before leaving the stage, but that didn't work out. She does it at home all the time. And I was like, yeah, when you're on stage, you know, fruit salad, salsa, and then hit the dab. That didn't work. She didn't do it. She was too scared, but that's all right. So what was I talking about before the violence of my child?
You were talking about
you
didn't think you'd be one of those parents on the first day of school.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, yeah, I cried when Sophia got on the bus first day of kindergarten. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, so I didn't think I was going to be that sort of dad. However, it just so happened that, so I worked for our local YMCA, right? And one of our summer camp programs is at the elementary school that my kid is going to be going to. So I went there last summer to help just pick stuff up after the summer camp program was over. And I'm walking through the hallways. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Look at the classrooms. Look at the lockers. This is awesome. These hallways are really big. She's so small. She's such a small little human. And this is a really big building. Oh, God. Is she going to be okay? I started having a meltdown in the middle of work, in the middle of an elementary school. And, you know, I'm not really ashamed of it.
Did any of the kids stop and ask you if you were all right?
No. Nobody saw me, which I'm thankful for. Yeah.
Did you go in and try to use the urinals that are built for
children? That are way down low? No. But I have, in an emergency, had to use one of the, not the little urinal, but the tiny little potty. The little, like...
Wait, did you use your kid's training toilet? You shit,
so you got...
You shit in your kid's training toilet.
So you got any more dad jokes?
I want to get into this.
I'm telling you. Look, avocado does a number on me, okay? It does. I'm sorry. I'm sure you guys love avocado, but...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
A lot is wrong with me. Hey, man, we were in the car. We were on our way somewhere, and it's all we had, okay? Don't judge me like that.
Oh, I am.
That's fine.
I'm judging you hard.
Everybody judge me. Everybody judge me right now. No. That's the way life goes sometimes, though. I'm just saying, man. Sometimes your kid shits on you. Sometimes you shit on yourself. It's like we said earlier, we talk a lot about shit in our parenting podcast.
I will tell you guys the worst shit story. It's not really. Oh, yeah. It's not gross. It's just funny for me.
It is gross.
And it was when Maddie was a baby. I have her on the changing table. It's like 3 in the morning. And I'm changing her diaper. And she's... The wall's here. She's aimed there. I take the old diaper off. And all of a sudden, she just farts. It was a shart.
Yeah.
All over the wall.
She painted the wall.
She did.
Yeah.
So my kids don't make me wall art. They make me wall shart.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And yet, that's a dad joke.
That is a dad joke. And I am proud of it. That's a good one. Yeah.
I was like, I'm yelling for my wife. I'm like, I'm like, get the baby. I have to disinfect.
I have to repaint this whole room now. Yeah. Yeah.
A fun thing.
But here's the thing. Did you clean it and paint it white again, or did you clean it and paint it like a mauve?
I cleaned it.
Okay.
It was our townhouse, dude. It was a rental. I wasn't.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm not painting the wall in a
rental. That's all you need to know about him and his parenting. It was a rental. Oh, your suit for that wedding wasn't a rental, though. You should tell them about that. Which one?
That wasn't a wedding. It wasn't a suit. It was a christening.
Let me tell you, for
my wife's cousin's child.
Okay.
So my kid's cousin.
Right.
And we were at the luncheon. I'm wearing like nice dress, khakis, and like a white shirt. And Sophia's like, I don't know how old she was. Probably between 4 months and 6 months old. And I have her on my lap. And we're at the restaurant, and out of nowhere, my mother-in-law starts lunging at my crotch, screaming, "It's on you! It's on you!"
Yeah.
Sophia shit up the back of her diaper, over her tights, and her shit just went all over my crotch.
For those of you
khakis
who are not parents yet, baby poop defies physics, okay? My very first horror story thing with poop was we were on our way to Target. She had been born like 3 days earlier. And there's this stuff called meconium, which is what the baby poops after it has been, all it's been, you know, digesting is amniotic fluid and stuff like that. The stuff that naturally comes to her through mom, which is all in fluid form. So naturally, the meconium is all in fluid form, and I am in a Target bathroom trying to wipe this kid down, and the wipes are just pushing it other places. And I'm trying, and all of a sudden I find baby's pooping, right? And I'm like, it's okay, hon. I got this. I'll do this for you. I'll be that husband. I'll be that dad. It's going to be amazing. I go into the bathroom 20 minutes later. She's up to her fucking elbows in poop because I don't know what I'm doing. And we may have had to bathe our child in a Target sink. That may have happened. I'm not going to tell you which Target because actually it was Pottstown.
That's just such a shitty situation to find yourself in.
I see what you did there. Dad jokes, you son of a bitch.
I'll tell you one of my favorite things is when friends have their first kid and they're like texting you questions –
Yeah.
And you just, like, I just laugh. Like, one of my best friends from college, who's still one of my best friends to this day, texts me on the way home from the hospital with his first kid, and it's just, how do you get shit out of a car seat?
Right.
I'm like, you've been a dad for a day, and he already shit in your car.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to text him back, but I can't stop laughing, and I'm crying.
Right, yeah, yeah. And that's a note, too, on sacrifices you have to make sometimes as a parent. Like, when it was time to get a new car, she was still a baby, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, I'm going to have this car for a few years. Do I buy the brand new Chevy Equinox or whatever it was, or do I get a used Lincoln? I got the used Lincoln. She shat in it once. And when I traded it in, there was like melted crayon bits all over the place. And I like, the dude was like, well, how much do you think you want for it? I'm like, just give me $200. It's fine. It's cool. I get it. It's, you know, this is going to be a detailing nightmare. Don't even worry about it.
I'll tell you one thing that happens when you become a parent, like the first 6 months,
mm-hmm.
you hate your spouse.
Oh, hate.
You hate each other.
Yeah, no.
So much.
Yeah.
Not, you say things that you would never say.
Oh, see, here's the thing. You guys say the things. My wife and I, we didn't say shit to each other for like a week straight one time. It was really weird. But yeah, that whole trying to figure out the whole baby schedule and the feeding and all that jazz, it was just a nightmare.
You're like, you haven't slept in months. You go to a physical therapy appointment and they're like, dude, you look awful. I'm like, thank you. That's the first compliment I've received in months.
Yeah, and my wife was like, you know, I did this thing. I pushed this thing out of a hole that it was made for it. But it didn't seem like it was made for it. I did this thing, but now I'm back at work, and nobody's saying anything. Everybody's like, oh, congratulations on the baby. But nobody's saying, oh, I'm sorry you had to do that. I'm sorry you had to do that to your body. I'm so sorry. She's like, nobody is saying sorry. It was a weird time.
I do wish my condolences to friends when they have a child.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, yeah, you said, being a dad was great. I'm like, joke's on you.
No, it is great after a while.
Before I had a kid, I was skinny and I had hair. Now I'm not, and I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
This used to be flowing.
Flowing. You should see pictures.
I had an afro
college.
When I was 21. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you had a beautiful curly afro.
I did.
It was a miracle. It was. Yeah. All right, you got any more on there?
Of course. Liz has 75.
Nice.
I could have just read 75 dad jokes and that would have been the show.
All right, hit me, bonehead.
Let's find a good one. Now, this is a classic. Two guys walk into a bar. The third one ducks.
That's a good one.
This one's disgusting, so I'm going to do it. What do you call a masturbating cow? Beef stroganoff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's going to my repertoire.
I might write that on the wall.
Under where Dick will be waiting?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
That's my favorite sign.
the version of Drake with the deer head, though. That's legit. I like that. Oh, my goodness. All right, what else
see,
you got?
Let's see. What do you call a cow with two legs? Lean beef. If the cow has no legs, then it's ground beef.
Oh, a two-parter.
Hey, I didn't write it.
I hate you so much sometimes.
Just because I said, let's talk about dad jokes.
Look. No, go ahead. Keep going.
You didn't come up with anything.
No, I didn't. I got nothing.
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus
Ooh,
laugh?
Wait. No, this is getting into weird Elmo territory. I don't like this one already.
Tentacles. Come on, you dick.
Tentacles. Oh, good Lord. I like, my whole idea was like, you would say these things. I'd be like, yeah, that's funny because something. Nah, I got nothing. My breath is taken away. These are really dumb, and thank you, BuzzFeed, for coming up with this, but damn.
I'm just glad that I didn't come up with these.
Yeah. We're not credited with any of that, so.
Thank God.
That's nice.
All right. I'm only familiar with 25 letters in the English language.
Okay.
I don't know why. The best part of this is just listening to your guys' groans.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is...
Do we have an extra mic on for the groans?
So what happened at your podcast? Everybody just groaned at me the
Everybody
entire time.
Everybody was groaning the whole time. Yeah.
That's a metaphor for my life.
Uh-huh.
Well. Let's see. What's the best part about living in Switzerland?
Don't know.
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
Any geography people know that one? Anybody? Yeah. Goodness,
there's
gracious.
A big plus on the Swiss flag.
Yeah. No holes though. Anybody?
That's Swiss in their jeans.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you just. Yeah.
We're layering now. Dad jokes on dad jokes. Look at this.
Man, I'm embarrassed for this.
You're embarrassed. These people are here listening to us.
I know.
They're embarrassed.
I'm amazed you guys
are
still sitting
here. Why am I still sitting here? Yeah.
I mean, you guys just think the roller coaster cars are going to start moving, probably.
Actually, those are pretty awesome.
I know. Yeah. I next year, I request that we sit in those to do the
In
show.
Those to do the podcast. Yeah.
One in front, one in back.
Yeah. We'll flip the suit.
And I'm just going to randomly go, woo!
Yeah.
I'm an asshole.
Every time a joke doesn't land, we'll just throw our arms up. Yeah. All right, what else?
Why didn't the vampire attack Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
She had bad blood.
Yeah.
She has a song, Bad Blood.
She has a song called Bad Blood. Yeah. Something about Sophia Gomez or whoever whatever her name is. I don't know. Who knows? Do you guys know? Okay. All right. Selena Gomez. Sorry.
Did you call her Sophia Gomez?
See, here's the thing. Okay. Here's the problem. My parents grew up in the 60s, and so they show me popular culture that they know of. So when I think Selena, I think of a Harrison Ford movie from the 80s. I don't know. Never mind. Or was that Serena?
I don't even
Okay, keep going
I don't
with
even know
the,
what you're talking
no,
about.
No. I'm just... Which
one? Selena was a Mexican singer.
That's... Yeah, there's a... See, now I'm just getting
that.
Sabrina, thank you. Yeah. Right, that
well,
was a really good one.
Sorry. I'm being told to wrap it up because we talk too much.
It happens, yeah. That's why we started a podcast. Hey, look at that.
You just wanted a friend.
That is true. Yeah,
Real
yeah.
quick, I'm going to thank our sponsors. Once again, thank you, Tattooed Mom, for having us. Also, a thank you to New Media Touring, Steel Empire,
Woo!
Doing the sound, Fireball Printing, and Full Belly Laughs.
Oh, yeah. I love Full Belly Laughs. We have dad bods, so we have full bellies for which to laugh with.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, we are the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. That's Ben.
That's Nick.
I'm Nick. You can find us on the interwebs at PB Dadcast.
Or on iTunes.
And Stitcher.
We're on more places than just iTunes. Yay! All
Literally
of you Android
like
people.
5 years.
I'm judging all you Android people, but you can still listen to the podcast.
Yes. So, thank you guys for coming out. Thank you again, Tattooed Mom.
Peace out and don't get covered in poop.
You got to do the music.
Oh,
gotta,
I do have.
You got to play us out.
Do you want me to do our music?
We always
didn't think
do
I
it
was going
to
do our music.
Do you not listen to the end of our show?
I don't ever listen to the end of our show. I barely make it through the first half. What are you thinking about? There it is. That's a little beady beat. Everybody have a good day.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the festival.
My hometown.